John 14:21 to 27, the Father makes his home in us. Hear the word of the Lord today. Welcome back to Friends Bible Study. Our goal is to help ordinary believers to grow as disciples of Jesus, to make disciples of Jesus, and to equip them for every good work through the word of God. A disciple is someone who knows Jesus, follows Jesus, learns from Jesus, and is becoming like Jesus. Please continue to read, write, share, and listen. This is our simple approach to the systematic study of the Bible. Again, today I encourage you to prepare your heart to hear the word of the Lord. I have emphasized that obedience is a major principle of Bible study. Jesus' words in John 14:21 include amazing promises. One who has my commands and keeps them, that person is the one who loves me. One who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will reveal myself to him. When we love Jesus and obey his commands, we experience more and more of the Father's love and Jesus' love. And Jesus also promised that he would reveal himself to people who love him and obey his commands. Loving Jesus and obeying his commands is a major key to growing in our love relationship with him. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for loving us and pursuing a relationship with us. Give us a heart to love you and to obey you every day. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. John 14:21-27, the Father makes his home in us. In John chapter 14, each passage focuses on the Father. The first section was living in the Father's house, then doing the Father's works. The third section is the Father gives us the Spirit to live in us. The title of this passage, of John 14:21-31, is the Father makes his home in us. Let's look at verse 21 again. Whoever has my commands and keeps them, that is the one who loves me. Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him. Jesus repeated the same point 3 or 4 times in this chapter. He said that the person who obeys my command is the person who loves me. Let's look at verse 15. If you love me, keep my commandments. Verse 21, whoever has my commands and keeps them, that is the person who loves me. Then verse 23, if a man loves me, he will keep my word. And then verse 23 also, he who doesn't love me doesn't keep my words. When something is repeated 3 times or more in the scripture, it is to give the strongest emphasis. Sometimes people think that loving God is primarily about singing songs or having feelings of love for God. These are not wrong, but Jesus wanted to make it absolutely clear that if we love him, we will do what he says. He said plainly, he who doesn't love me doesn't keep my commands. Meditation question. What promises are given in verse 21 to people who love Jesus and obey his commands? There are 3 amazing promises in this short verse to those who love Jesus and obey his commands. Number 1, he will be loved by my Father. Number 2, I will love him. And number 3, I will reveal myself to him. What did Jesus mean when he said that he and his Father would love people who love him and who obey his commands? Doesn't Jesus love everyone unconditionally, even if they don't obey? I thought about this question for many years. I thought, doesn't God love everyone all the time? What did Jesus mean when he said, he will be loved by my Father and I will love him? I will share my understanding of this verse. Yes, God loves us even when we sin and disobey. However, when we do not obey him, we are not in a position to receive or experience that love. We are doing what we want to do, not what he told us to do. He loves us, but we have put ourselves out of position to receive that love. However, when we obey his commands, because we love him, we are in position to receive and experience that love. One big conclusion is that disciples grow by loving Jesus and obeying his commands, not primarily through knowledge or teaching. I think this is one reason Jesus said in the Great Commission in Matthew 28:19-20, "Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I commanded you." Discipleship is about obeying Jesus. This is how we grow. Meditation question. Why do you think Jesus repeated the following points in verses 21 to 24? Number one, if a person loves me, they will obey my commands. And second, I and the Father will love the person who loves me and obeys my commands. Let's look carefully at verse 21 again. If we love Jesus and obey his commands, he promised that the Father would love us and he would love us. As I said, he loves us even when we disobey. However, when we obey him, we grow in our love relationship with him. We experience more and more of the love of Jesus and the Father. Further, Jesus said that when we love him and keep his commands, I will reveal myself to him. This is an amazing promise. There are various teachings, both good and bad, about how to receive revelation from God. But Jesus said plainly that he will reveal himself to us when we love him and obey his commands. Disciples of Jesus grow by loving him and obeying his commands, not by going to every seminar or reading the latest Christian book on the market. We do not grow from step one to the top of the mountain by going to a great seminar and having a deep spiritual experience. We grow by obeying Jesus step by step. Growing as a disciple is like walking. We first take a step of obedience. Then what happens? Jesus said that he and the Father will love us and that he will reveal himself to us. This is how we grow and receive revelation from God. Someone might ask, what if I do not know what commands to obey? Well, if a person is reading and meditating on the scripture, many commands of Jesus will be clear. However, if it is not clear what commands to obey today, we need only to go to Jesus' main command, love one another as I have loved you. We have many opportunities every day to love others. This is Jesus' central command. If we obey it, we will grow in our love relationship with God, and he will reveal himself to us. This is the promise of Jesus. Verse 22. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, what has happened that you are about to reveal yourself to us and not to the world? The disciples had been with Jesus for the past 3 years during his public ministry. They had seen Jesus heal the sick, speak to great crowds, and interact with Jewish leaders. The disciples hoped that Jesus was the Messiah who would reveal himself to Israel and to the world as a great king. Judas, not Iscariot, could not grasp why Jesus would go away and reveal himself to them, but not to the world. In verse 22, Judas, not Iscariot, asked Jesus why he was going to reveal himself to the disciples, but not to the world. In verses 21 to 24, Jesus explains some major keys to how he gives revelation to people and who he gives it to, as we have discussed in verse 21. Now let's look at verses 23 and 24. Jesus answered, "If a man loves me, he will keep my word. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." Verse 24, "He who doesn't love me doesn't keep my words. The word which you hear isn't mine, but the Father's who sent me." Jesus often did not answer the question he was asked, but went straight to the point he wanted to emphasize. He did the same thing here. Jesus did not say why he was going to reveal himself why he was not going to reveal himself to the world, but explained that who he reveals himself to. In short, he said he reveals himself to those who love him and keep his commands. Meditation question. What does it mean for Jesus and the Father to make their home with us? In verses 23 and 24, Jesus repeats what he said in verse 21. He said, if a man loves me, he'll keep my word. In verse 23, however, Jesus made a more incredible statement. He said that if we love him and keep his words, my Father will love him and we will come to him and make our home with him. This is amazing. Not only will he love us and reveal himself to us, but Jesus and the Father make their home with us. God loves us and is pursuing a love relationship with us. He wants us not only to love him and to experience his love, but he wants to make his home in us. He wants to live in us, to fellowship with us, and for us to become one with him. This is God's big plan and eternal purpose for us. He does his work through us, through the Holy Spirit who lives in us. Verse 25, I have said these things to you while still living with you. Verse 26, but the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of all that I said. Meditation question. Give examples of how the Holy Spirit has taught you and reminded you of what Jesus said to you. Verses 25 to 27 are very much connected to verses 21 to 24. God lives in us through the Spirit. The Spirit understands us, teaches us, inspires us, and empowers us. In a home, it is important to have good communication. If a person lives in a house with others but cannot talk with them, the relationship will always be distant. Jesus said that the Father would send the Holy Spirit, who will teach you all things and remind you of all that I said to you. We have mentioned many times that the Spirit of God is very active when we study the Word. The Spirit enlightens or illumines verses that we read so that we can understand them and hear what God is trying to say to us. The Spirit of God also inspires faith in us so we can believe God for things that he has spoken to us about. And the Spirit of God empowers us so that we can love others and obey Jesus' commands in his strength rather than in our own. Verse 27, peace I leave you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives, I give to you. Don't let your heart be troubled, neither let it be fearful. Meditation question. How have you experienced the peace that Jesus gives? How is it different than the peace the world gives? We who have experienced that peace Jesus gives know that it is real peace that floods our soul with his love, grace, and assurance no matter what the circumstances are. In the world, people seek peace that will fix all their problems, guarantee their health and financial stability, take away their fears. The peace that the world offers cannot even do these things, much less give eternal hope. I want to emphasize, however, that Christians sometimes seek peace from God like people in the world seek peace. They want God to fix everything and take away all their problems. However, it doesn't work that way. Jesus spoke peace to his disciples in the context of knowing the Father, trusting him, obeying him, and living in a love relationship with him. The peace he gives is centered in the presence of God dwelling in us. Jesus gives us true peace and calms our troubled hearts by assuring us of his love and indwelling presence as we walk with him. We experience his peace by hearing him say, peace I leave to you, my peace I give to you. Don't let your heart be troubled, neither be fearful. Let's pray. Lord, teach us to obey your commands. Show us to obey what is written in the scriptures and what you say through your Spirit who lives in us. Give us a heart to hear and obey because we love you today. Amen.